This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. This is WRFL Lexington. This is DJ Cam Childress coming at you. It's 2:08 now. That was a long song, but we started it too. This is State of the Commonwealth. This is the SGA talk show that we will be having every single week at this exact time. That it'll be 2 to 3 every Friday. State of the Commonwealth is the name of the show. We'll be going over issues and ideas involved with student government here at the University of Kentucky, and we will bring on guests, most of the time students that are involved on campus, to talk about stuff that's going on at UK and, you know, give students an update on what life is like on campus, but also talk to Lexington, and hopefully we will create some sort of dialogue between the city and the university, or more importantly, the students at this university. So that's our goal here at the State of the Commonwealth. But just to keep you all updated, every single week I've been plugging a great program. That is UK Wild Cabs. That's right. We've got a free Uber-like service available to any and all UK students. You can find out more about that at uksga.org or check out our Twitter page. That's UKSGA. That's the handle at UKSGA. There's instructions on signing up for Wild Cabs or figuring out how that whole process works. But, you know, you don't need to walk home at night. You can get a free ride home. It's a great program that's offered by SGA and the university. So check that out. Also, if you are interested in a part-time job that pays well and you get to drive around at night, check out possibly applying to be a Wild Cabs driver. We'll talk more about that in a little bit, but right now I'm actually going to give you one other update. We have got Constitution Day coming up Monday, September 19th. Constitution Day is a day where the university is holding a bunch of events to kind of celebrate the Constitution and educate students as well as the general public about the Constitution and what that means for us here. If you're a student and you're interested, there is a First Amendment essay contest, and you should be interested if you are a writer and a student, as I know many of our listeners are. There's cash prizes for first, second, and third place. First place will win $500, second, $300, and third place, $200. So if you are a writing student or just a student that likes to write, please enter an essay into the First Amendment contest. Again, you can get a nice payday out of that. You can find more information about that on UK's website. The exact URL would be uky.edu/constitution-day, but if you just Google University of Kentucky Constitution Day, that information will come up to you. There's all sorts of other events going on that day. Please check it out. I encourage you to Google Constitution Day at UK and kind of find out what that means for the university. But right now, I'm going to introduce some of our guests. With me on the air today, I've brought on Trey Zimmerman. Trey, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, Trey. Trey, can you talk to me a little bit about what your role is kind of here at UK?
Yeah, so in student government, I am the website coordinator. So I work with a lot of the senators, the advisors, and the exec team to update the website with any new student initiatives. For example, the Wildcat that you mentioned earlier helped redesign that webpage, get the word out there about that. And then I also update if there are any Senate committees, their meetings, their agendas, all of the Senate, what they vote on, all of that gets published on the website, and I make sure that that's up and running.
Awesome, man. And you know, I've used the Wildcats twice now. It's a good looking website, man. So great job. Trey is also a sophomore at the university, and he took part in the leadership development program his freshman year, and that's something we're going to talk about more later on in the show. That's an opportunity for freshmen to get involved in network, a really great opportunity at that. We'll talk more about that later and give some specific reasons why, but before then, I want to introduce our student government vice president and my brother, Ben Childress. Ben, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good, Cam. How are you?
I'm doing great, yeah. Ben is in charge of the aforementioned leadership development program. Henceforth, we will call that LDP. But Ben, yeah, talk to us a little bit about your, before we talk about LDP, talk to us a little bit about your role at UK and you know, your vice presidential status, like what that means.
Yeah. So as you already mentioned, a big part of my role as student body vice president is to facilitate and oversee the leadership development program for incoming freshmen. I also sit on the board of our alumni association, so I kind of act as that bridge between our current students and, of course, our alumni. I also help out with our Senate Executive Committee, and so help out on the Senate side with that. And then I otherwise sit on many committees and attend meetings and help represent the student voice and the student opinion as best as I'm able.
Awesome. Yeah. So Ben is, he's a representative of the students. He's definitely a representative of my wants and needs as a student because I have that ability. But, you know, it's also, we talked a little bit about this on our first episode, but just talking more about what it means for visibility to be more apparent as far as between students and the Student Government Association, and just more about creating less of a barrier there so that we as a student government at UK can more adequately address the needs of students, if that makes sense. That's kind of a long-winded way of saying that, but anything you'd like to add about that, Ben? Any ways that we can get in contact with you as students or other senators at UK?
Yeah, well, our contact information, our senators' contact information should be listed on our website, uksja.org. And also, we are housed in the newly named Blazer Dining Hall, room 351. And so I encourage anybody who has any issues or things that they'd like to talk about or ways in which they feel that the university could improve or the student experience could improve, I encourage them to reach out. Stop by the office. There's typically somebody in there from 8 to 5 every day. That's our hope, at least. Or shoot us an email, and we'll find a time to meet. We just want to encourage folks to get out there and let us know what they're thinking, let us know what they're feeling, and what their opinions are.
Awesome. Okay, thanks for talking, guys. We're going to take a quick break. In honor of mine and Ben's 21st birthday, I'm going to play a song, Drunken Hearted Man by The Devil Makes Three. Happy 21, Ben. Also, happy 21, Adam. I see he's calling the studio phone right now. So I'm going to play this song, answer that phone, and we'll talk more about the Leadership Development Program when we get back. Thanks, everybody. This is State of the Commonwealth. I'm Cameron Childress, your host, this Friday and every Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. I will also be playing music from 3 to 4, so if you're into that kind of thing, keep listening, and I will keep playing music. But for now, I'm going to bring back my guests. Right now, I've got my brother, actually, yes, he's my triplet brother, Ben Childress. He's the student body vice president here at the University of Kentucky. And then Trey, who's on the website coordinator. He's on the communications team with me. So, hey, everybody. Right now, Ben, if you could please, we're going to talk about the Leadership Development Program, which is a program geared towards getting freshmen involved and giving them opportunities on campus to network and learn more about the university. Ben, if you could please go over more of what LDP is and just give us a brief overview.
Yeah. So basically what you already said, LDP is a program for incoming freshmen that's really designed to connect them to the University of Kentucky and the different student organizations that participate and are involved here. Also, hopefully, to connect them to the administration, as well as just other students and student leaders across campus. Not only that, but LDP is hopefully a vessel or a way for them to grow personally and also in their leadership style and ability. So it's really designed kind of for multi-functions. So not only is the networking and the community aspect of it important, but also the personal growth.
Absolutely. And if you are a freshman listening, or you know, more importantly, because odds are you're not a freshman, but you could know a freshman at UK. And if you know a freshman, somebody who is highly self-motivated and wants to get involved and is interested in leadership opportunities on this campus, I highly, highly encourage you to encourage them to apply. Ben, can you talk to us a little bit more about how they can apply and when the deadline for that is?
Yeah. So to access the application, you just go to our website, uksga.org, and right up there on that homepage, there should be a banner that says, like, LDP, apply here. Click that banner, and then there will be a link to the application. And that application is due next Wednesday at midnight. Again, that's next Wednesday at midnight. But as long as you get in before that, you're all good. And I highly encourage any freshman to apply. I had the opportunity to participate in it my freshman year. And I know many folks and many friends had the same opportunity. And it's a great program. It's not too much of a time commitment. It throws you in there with a great community of freshmen, and you start to really build a community early on at the University of Kentucky. And a lot of those folks that I got to hang out with and meet in that process are still some of my best friends today and have made my experience at this university really what it is. So I encourage you to apply. It is a competitive program, and so there's an application process. And if you make it past that, then there's an interview stage. But with that, you know, we're open to all students. We're not looking for a particular type of student. We just want folks who are motivated and interested in bettering the community that they're a part of, essentially. So I encourage anybody to apply or to let freshmen know to apply.
Yeah, great. Awesome. Now, Trey, you had the opportunity. Ben, you mentioned that you were a part of the LDP program your freshman year. But Trey, you were there last year. Can you give us a little rundown of kind of what it looked like for you first, and then secondly, how you think it helped you grow as a person or enhanced your freshman year experience?
So definitely as a freshman, you're kind of nervous at the beginning of it all. College is a big place, especially at UK, but LDP kind of brought down created a new social circle for you. With a lot of people who are motivated, but they're also very different from you as well. And I think having a different perspective on people's backgrounds and learning about them is incredibly valuable if you want to do anything impactful on campus. You have to be inclusive for all students. And then going off of that, it was just a great year last year. I mean, we were out in the Lexington community meeting with our city council representative who represents University of Kentucky in the surrounding area, how he represents us to the city of Lexington. We were interacting with one another about the student initiatives and student government and how campus can be a better environment for everybody.
Cool. And you know, kind of what you were saying there is, like, you know, it kind of made campus a little bit smaller, especially as a freshman. That's such an important thing, because 30,000 undergrads, I mean, that's an insane amount of people as an 18-year-old leaving home for the first time. It's so important to find some sort of community that you can feel secure in, that can build you up and motivate you. Ben, do you have thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think everything you said is absolutely correct. And I just want to touch on real quickly that this is not just like a student government thing for folks who aren't interested in student government.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or doing government stuff. We work in many different student organizations across campus kind of help with the program, WRFL included, the Student Activities Board, the Center for Community Outreach, organizations like that. So it's not just like an SGA thing. You know, we're really, we try and plug freshmen in and get them experienced and let them get a taste of what all these different organizations do on campus. And I think you're totally right. I mean, not only does it help make this community that's so large kind of make it feel more like home, but also get them plugged in, hopefully with certain communities that they can grow in and meet more people in the future, in the years to come.
Yeah, and you brought up a good point because, you know, there's three of us here, and obviously the two of you are a part of – the three of us are all now involved in some facility, a part of the Student Government Association. But I obviously, like, my first campus involvement as far as the campus org was RFL, where I became a DJ and then the volunteer director, and I know other people at Student Government, which is why I wanted to take this role. But Trey, you're a part of the Student Activities Board, correct?
Yes.
So, you know, there's opportunity here on this campus for like all these different orgs to interact with each other. And, I mean, I think it's a really cool thing when students from different like parts of campus can connect and try to, work together. It's really cool when we can do collaborative stuff like this. And those are some of, I think what you're getting at is those are some of the opportunities that the Leadership Development Program offers, especially at, you know, like at like a young age where freshmen can kind of start to figure this out. So yeah, you talked a little bit about that. Did you have anything else to say, Trey, about how that program enhanced your freshman year or any like general thoughts about it?
I think now as a sophomore and moving on over the course of the next year and 2 years, having that connection with a solid group of people is great because, you know, as you guys have mentioned, it opens doors down the road for you for other student involvement. It's just not student government. I know people who are also in Student Activities Board like me, people involved in Dance Blue, Center for Community Outreach, also, you know, in the Greek community as well, there's some leadership positions there. So it's a really great way to get involved and know a lot of different people in a lot of different areas of campus. So if your student organization ever needs to work with another student organization, you have that connection to that other org.
Yeah, and you know, just to reiterate what we've been saying, is if you're a freshman or if you know a freshman, please encourage them to apply, especially if it's a self-motivated person that, you know, wants to get involved and make an impact on this campus. It doesn't matter what sort of organization they're interested in being a part of, whether that's here at the radio station RFL, student government, the Student Activities Board, which gets to throw other cool concerts kind of like we do, except a little bit, you know, more like popular artists. Or I mean, you guys got Chance the Rapper a few years ago, which was really cool. But, yeah, and whether you're a part of the Greek community or not, like, it's all facets of the university that we're looking for, student leaders. You know, the one thing that connects everybody, I think, a part of this program is just a willingness to get involved and self-motivation. And, you know, I think that's what I've noticed in you guys and other people that I know that are involved with that program, and great opportunity. Now, those applications are due, you said it was next Wednesday, is that the 14th?
Yeah.
So yeah, next midnight. Wednesday, September 14th by midnight, those applications are due. So if you know a freshman, please encourage them to apply. We're going to listen to a couple songs here, and then we're going to come back, talk about a few other things, but keep it locked here at WRFL, your only alternative left. This is Parquet Courts Outside.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.
But this is State of the Commonwealth. That last song you listened to was Problems by Pine Grove off their first compilation of songs, Everything So Far. Before that, it was Parquet Courts. That song was Outside off their latest album, Human Performance. This is Cameron Childress. We just got done talking about the Leadership Development Program. a program where freshmen can get involved at UK. Just a reminder, if you know any freshmen at UK, encourage them to apply. That application is due by midnight on September 14th, that's next Wednesday, or this Wednesday. And those applications can be found at uksga.org. As always, if you have questions, please go to the Facebook page, the UKSGA Facebook page, or find us out on Twitter. That's at UKSGA. Guys, any other ways that people can contact SGA or kind of get in the loop?
I mean, like we said earlier, I always recommend just stopping by our office at Blazer Dining. It's room 351, third floor, with all the other kind of student organizations. But yeah, just stop by, talk to somebody, or shoot us an email. And that contact information, again, should be on our website at uksga.org. And we would be happy to hang out with you, to chat with you, and to just see what's up.
Swell. Very swell. All right. Well, I want to go over a few things that are happening on campus right now. These are things that if you're a student or if you're just a Lexington community member, I'm almost positive at some point you've seen something about these on the news. And, you know, we're not going to come at you with too much information, but I just want to briefly go over what's going on from kind of a student's perspective. We'll start with the Kentucky Colonel situation, where the university is suing the Colonel. You know, you see those headlines. There's articles being shared on Facebook. CNN posted an article, but it's kind of difficult to discern exactly what's going on. Ben, if you could, just from what you've gathered, if you could just give a brief overview of what you see going on.
Yeah. Well, I'd say first, I encourage anybody that wants to learn more about the situation to reach out to the Colonel or reach out to Jay Blanton at the University of Kentucky. Both those parties involved definitely know a lot more than I can tell you. All I can say is, from what I've gathered and heard, essentially, it sounds like the Colonel filed their open records request, and I guess the university denied it, and then it went to the Attorney General, and I guess the Attorney General said that the university needed to share their open records, and so the appeal process that the university has to undergo with that is, I guess, to bring in a court system, kind of a third party litigation.
Yeah, like a judicial third party.
Yeah, and then I guess technically name the Kentucky Colonel in the suit. But essentially, from what I've gathered, it's you know, these two parties have a disagreement about what's right, what needs to happen, and therefore this third party, our court system, is getting involved to just make the ruling, yes, the information must be shared, or no, it does not have to be shared. From what I gather, now, again, I encourage anybody that is interested in this topic and wants to learn more to look at the articles or things posted from the university or from the Kentucky Colonel, or to reach out to those places individually.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, providing you, the Lexington people, or the students here at UK, more information on this as it progresses, that's going to be a goal of mine, because, you know, these are things that have just recently kind of popped into, like, the national landscape, and it's being blown up a little bit. But, you know, it sounds to me, at least, this is my take, is that maybe it's not as dramatic of a court case as like maybe like the CNN article was making it seem, like, you know, this is a kind of a normal part of our civil court system here. And, like, you know, like, obviously whenever you're talking about, like, victims or victim advocacy, something like this, like, the bad guy maybe isn't UK, but it's the perpetrators of these crimes, and you know, everybody, we just want to do the right thing for the victims. And there are people at the station that I would like to get on the show, maybe to talk about that point of view, talk about victim advocacy. There's always new statistics coming out about sexual assault on college campuses, and that's something we all have to face. The culture that's created on campus. Out Loud is a great talk program that happens on this radio station. Just to give a quick plug, they deal with topics like that much more than we will hear. But, you know, as this is in the national landscape, I think it's important that we create some sort of dialogue. And in the future, I'll look into getting somebody from the Colonel or somebody from the university to come on and talk about their perspective and try to piece together what's going on. But that's just a little quick sort of overview about that. Anything else?
Yeah. I would just say real quickly, I know that I think someone from the VIP Center put an opinion piece in the Kentucky Colonel just about this whole issue, and I thought it was really good and really thoughtful and considerate and really I'm going at it at a cool kind of a different perspective than what we've seen. So I encourage anybody to go on the Kentucky Colonel's website and check that out. It's an opinion piece by the VIP Center, but really great. And Cameron's definitely right. I mean, the number one thing that we're concerned with here is the survivors, and making sure that we can do whatever we can to try and make this campus environment the best possible environment that it can be for the students while they're here.
Yeah. And the VIP, another great organization that we partner with. Actually, we're partnering with the VIP Center for our Queer Slang Festival, which I guess I can start plugging that. That's in about 2 weeks, September 16th. Look for more information about that on our website, wrfl.fm. This is not SGA, Cameron, but WRFL. Cameron now plugging. I plug a lot of stuff on this show because there's a lot of cool things happening on campus, and Queer Slang is a great festival focused around raising awareness and celebration of the LGBTQ community. Here in Lexington, there's going to be workshops, a movie. It's like a two-day event. On Saturday, there's a concert, and the concert is always great. I will be there. I'll be there for at least one of the workshops, too. It's going to be a great thing, but we're partnering with a VIP program for that, and that's another great org. Lots of good stuff happening on campus. Now, if you could also just, if you've heard about the mural in Memorial Hall that was covered up for a little while, and it depicted images of slavery in the early South. I'm not totally sure what was going on with that, but it was covered up for a while, and now it's uncovered recently. I think that happened this last week. From the student government point, I know you interact with the administration on that, kind of as the liaison between the student body and the administration. If you could just give us an update on what's happened with that situation.
Yeah. So from what I've heard, it sounds like the university's plan and intention with that is to uncover the mural, obviously, like you said, but then also kind of surround it with other works of art from a variety of different perspectives and maybe put the piece in a little bit of context. And then hopefully through that kind of facilitate this broader discussion to talk about and see, you know, where we were, where we are now, how far we've come, where we can improve, and where we could be in the future. And I encourage anybody, again, who's interested in this. I know that UK Now published a piece called The Future of the Memorial Hall Mural. Again, the UK Now piece called The Future of the Memorial Hall Mural. And that has a lot more information about the university's decision to uncover it and what that means for the future.
Awesome. Yeah. And UK Now, the folks over at UKPR do a lot of great stuff. And if you're always interested in what's going on at the university, they've got plenty of information. So I would, you know, encourage you to check out their website. That's UK Now. But as for that, any last kind of updates as far as what's going on the SGA end of the spectrum here?
Yeah. Well, we've got Freshman Senate coming up.
The Freshman Senate elections?
Yeah, Freshman Senate elections. I think that's late September or early October. We'll be putting out more information about that when the time grows near. And I'm sure Cameron will be talking about that in his show in the weeks to come. But essentially what that means is four freshmen at the University of Kentucky can run for an undergraduate at-large spot, or I guess
more
an undergraduate freshman
more than
spot.
Four can...
Yeah, four are elected.
Yeah, four
anybody
are elected.
Can run.
Yeah,
yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah, and it's awesome. I know I had the opportunity to do it my freshman year, and it was a lot of fun. It was a cool little process to kind of like campaign and work with your friends. And I thought that was some of the most fun that I've had at the university, those little campaigns. But I encourage any freshman, again, I know we got a lot of stuff going on with freshmen at the beginning of the year, but to check that out and look for more information on that. And again, if you have questions, email us, stop by the office. I talked to somebody about this who stopped by the office the other day. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. So look out for those freshman elections. Also, and I guess we'll have more information on this soon, but our Cats Got the Vote concert, that's a pairing with Student Activities Board. And then SGA is going to help out a little bit with that. And it's going to be like a voter registration drive / free concert. So that should be a lot of fun. I think the day is like the last Wednesday in September. So that would be September 28th, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's September 28th at 7 p.m. And again, there should be more information about that coming out soon. But keep your eyes peeled. It's going to be a banging concert.
A banging concert. That sounds like fun. So, yeah, just to recap a little bit there, freshman Senate elections are coming up. If you are a freshman or if you know freshmen at this university, encourage them. There are so many ways to get involved, especially, you know, for the purposes of this show, if they're interested in getting involved in politics in the future or SGA or just leadership programs on campus. There's a lot of avenues. All that information can be found at uksga.org. Check out that website. Also, yeah, that's about it. Any last words from you guys?
You know, I just want to say thank you for having us on. Thank you for doing the show. And I love WRFL. I love the radio show. I know we've been listening to it for a long time. But keep doing what y'all are doing. And I do have a song request for you that maybe you can play sometime in the next hour. But I don't know if anybody's ever watched Breakfast at Tiffany's, but I watched that the other
Some
day.
Some people have watched it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess it's a pretty popular movie, but I think the song is Moon River. It's been stuck in my head. So I'll let Cameron decide.
I'll look that up. I'll look that up. Trey, anything from you, ma'am?
Not much. Thanks for having me on. Encourage all freshmen to apply and get involved on campus. It's one of the great ways to really feel connected to the university, so I really encourage it.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much. This is Ben Childress, Vice President of Student Government, and Trey Zimmerman. He's the website coordinator for Student Government, and I am your radio show coordinator, the host of State of the Commonwealth, Cameron Childress. That it'll be 2 to 3 every Friday, or 2 to 2:50, just that general range. But until 4, I will still be here on the mic playing some music for you. So keep it locked here at WRFL, your only alternative left. I'm going to play a new song by Wilco. They released their new album, Schmilko, today. Their new album, Schmilko, on my birthday. And Wilco is like my favorite band. So that's a nice birthday present to me. So here is If I Ever Was a Child by Wilco. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.